Unit 2, Lesson 2, Exercise 4B.
What are the key threats from tourism to conservation areas?
I think the first thing to say about tourism is that in many situations it's a very positive thing. It can help conservation quite substantially. But there are also many examples in the world, for example, in the Caribbean, where tourism also causes problems and has direct impacts on the environment. Many of the reefs in the Caribbean have serious problems as a result of pollution from the large hotels. So when you have massive development of tourism, it can create substantial problems for the wildlife in the particular area. There are other areas where tourism can also cause what you could say are more hidden, have more hidden consequences. For example, in the Galapagos Islands, where you have a growth in tourism, an explosion in tourism that has basically resulted in more planes and more cargo ships arriving in the islands and bringing with them what we call invasive species. And these are species that are not from the Galapagos that cause serious problems for the Galapagos species. And it's one of the major reasons why Galapagos is in so much trouble at the moment. So in summary, I'd say that tourism can be positive but needs to be managed effectively to make sure that it remains positive for the conservation of the areas to which people go.